Thank you for calling customer support. Very nice speaking. How may I help you?
Where are you from?
We're a third-party call center that represent with multiple companies with many different products. If you provide me with the little information, I'll be more than happy to assist you.
I have no idea what's going on. I just know that in my checking account,
What's your zip code,
y'all,
ma'am?
41035.
Okay, let me locate your transactions first, okay?
Okay.
And that's 41.
035.
The zip code is 41035.
Yes, ma'am, sir.
What's your name?
Stacy Owen.
Miss Owens, will you verify your address for me, please?
100 Saddlebrook, Dry Ridge, Kentucky, 41035.
Okay. So here. Back to this. Miss Stacy, will you verify? Oh, you verify your address. Hold on. Trying to locate the account, ma'am. Please hold.
Okay.
Hold on a minute here.
Okay.
Okay, I located your transaction. Let's see what happened here. Okay. On September 26, you paid $5.74 for a chance to win the Ice Maker. Okay? That was back on September 26th, $5.74. And as a result of that, that's how you got to 67.32, because you had like 4 to 7 days or so during the trial period to let them know that you did not want to be a member of the discount store. So that's how you got billed for October, the 67.32, and then November, the 67.32. It's for the membership of the discount store.
I don't even know what you're talking about. All I know is I started finding these coming out of my checking account, and I didn't approve them.
Yes, ma'am. You have it's an online gadget store where you can get other nice items like ice makers, personal blenders, different things in the store. They also offer you $125 gift card to shop with at this discount store as well. It's a $125 voucher for each time they charge you per month. They give you a $125 voucher to shop with.
Because I've not done any of this. All I know is that I didn't even know what, when it shows up, it's saying Magical Smart.
Yeah, that's just a generic name, ma'am. That's over 100 different names, so they only put the generic name there. So what it is you got the Ice Maker entry. That's what you initially started this back in, when I say it when.
September the 27th is when it came out of my checking account for $5.74.
Yes, $5.74, yes, ma'am. And then using a trial period during that time, you actually signed off on the trial period when you accepted the free entry. That automatically enrolled you into the contest. So each month you're registered for the contest for 30 days increments.
I don't know who did this, because I didn't do it, and I don't know how to get it stopped, but I need to get it stopped.
You didn't pay $5.74 to try to for a chance to win the Ice Maker?
No, sir.
Hold on,
I'm disabled,
ma'am.
And I don't even have the money. I'm supposed to go to the doctor later today, and I don't even have the money to go because there was another amount taken out this last night. Yesterday, I guess you would call.
Okay, what I can do, let me get you transferred over to the fraud department, and they'll handle that. You didn't put your account number in for anything?
No, I don't know how my account number was good.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
Okay, give it a transfer now. Please hold.
Thank you.
All righty, ma'am. Transferring now, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.